Now Psalm 118, and now we come to a very remarkable psalm. One of the things makes it so remarkable is this. The next psalm we take up, Psalm 119, is the longest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 117 is the shortest, and between the shortest and the longest, we have here Psalm 118. That in and of itself makes it rather interesting, and it's the last, as we've already indicated, of these Hallel Psalms. And this was the psalm that night when they gathered in the upper room, those men with the Lord Jesus, and they observed the Passover, and up yonder in that upper room with an air of informality and awe and sadness and joy and spontaneity and anticipation. And there they were gathered together. And when they had finished, and there on the dying embers of a fading feast, he reared a new one. You see, the Lord's Supper is not a wailing wall. It's not something that's morbid. There on the dying embers of a fading feast, he reared a new one. And out of the ashes of the past, he took bread and wine. He didn't use bronze or marble to put up a monument, but he made a monument out of the fragile and frail bread and wine. And you notice that at the Passover, they always had a lamb. But all we hear about here is the bread and the wine. You know why? Because the Lamb was there serving them. He was on the way to the cross as the Lamb of God to die. And that bread and that wine was to speak of him until he comes again. I say to you that these are the psalms they sang, and this is the one that they sang that night where it says in the Gospels, they sang a hymn and went out. It was Psalm 118. Now that ought to make it very important to us. And there that night, when that seventh cup went around, you remember he said, I'll not drink this cup with you. I won't drink this one. He passed it on. He says, I'll drink it with you new in my Father's kingdom. But he'd already said, in this psalm, I'll take the cup of salvation. He took it yonder on the cross. And he's the Lamb that shed his blood. And this cup is the new covenant of his blood. And God's good. Therefore, this is to say that God's good to us. And so let's look at it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. And let Vernon McGee now say that his mercy endureth forever. And let you and you, way out yonder in the Caribbean, way down yonder at the equator, way up yonder in Alaska, way across yonder in Okinawa, way over yonder in Europe, all of you folks, let's all of us give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Listen to him. That's what he means. Let them now who fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. This is a great psalm. He sang it that night. He says, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Our Lord went to the cross, friends, without fear. Oh, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Yet the mystery of it all was that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself,